I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize for the dead air. I had a phone call came in just before the break, and I'm like, I got to go. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This Friday, November 28, 2025 edition, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things I'm just going to opine a little bit more about what Pastor Chatfield said and the reaction, even by the President of the United States, addressing the troops last night. President Trump found out that the young woman, 20-year-old guardsman from West Virginia, succumbed to her injuries after the surgery and died in the hospital. That raises now this crime to basically a death penalty case, according to the president. That's what they're going to seek. But the question is about the shooter. Should he have even been in the country at all? Now, allegedly, he had done work with the CIA in Afghanistan. He was a translator, an informant, whatever he was, earned him some credibility with the Biden administration. Well, we're going to talk about this particular issue with Kevin Kievsky. He's coming on in the bottom of the half hour. He is a candidate running for Michigan Attorney General. And whether or not a state attorney general, the top law enforcement officer of the state, can they do things in direct violation of perhaps an order or a policy of a president. Because basically, that's exactly what Slotkin and the other Senator Kelly from Arizona and the other four congresspeople put out in their video, instructing military, law enforcement, as well as National Guard to ignore unlawful orders, orders that are unconstitutional. Well, if we have an attorney general in the state of Michigan, like we did back when Biden was occupying the Oval Office and Dana Nessel was our state attorney general, this person allegedly came into our country the fall of 2021. That is something that happened on her watch. Well, can an attorney general candidate becomes elected, sworn into office, is that something he can choose not to allow to happen if he wins and becomes our next attorney general? Many are alleging that this person was not properly vetted, and perhaps, obviously, now it's proven that he did not have loyalties to our country and respect for our National Guard. Going to be an interesting conversation in the bottom of the half hour of today's show. Joining us on the other side of the break, my insurance agent, Tristan Cole from Farm Bureau Insurance in Bel Air, Michigan. We're going to have a conversation with him. Short break. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And you believe you. Hey everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday, November 28th edition. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Tristan, I wanted to talk to you about this, in light of the holiday season, but more importantly, the snowstorms that we are always dealing with up here in northern Michigan. And right now I'm downstate broadcasting from Oakland County into the studio. But, you know, the snow and the wind and all the things that are happening in the forecast coming up for, you know, today, tomorrow, Sunday, mm-hmm. up in northern Michigan, this actually is a paradigm shift in drivers' brains as far as what they're used to doing, you know, in the beautiful northern Michigan summers. But things go into a completely different mode when you start factoring in, you know, icy roads and wind and gusts of wind and snow and things like that. You're a former truck driver, as am I, and we went through certain training, of course, for semis, but it's a whole different animal when it comes to four-wheelers.
It absolutely is, and this is a time when people need to just slow down. Leave with plenty of time and don't get excited if you're running a little bit behind. That's not the time to, you know, come up a little too fast on a stoplight or a stop sign, or maybe follow a little too closely, or, you know, attempt that that maneuver or attempt to pass a vehicle that's maybe not driving the speed that you would like to be driving. Now's the time to just take it easy as everybody adjusts to this winter driving.
Well, one of the things, and I always talk about this, I advise people, you know, stop using your brakes. Transmissions now are set up where you can downshift and actually use the engine and the transmission to allow the tires to continue to roll, maintain traction on the road, but still be able to slow the vehicle down without, you know, hitting the brakes and losing control. But that's an actual technique people actually need to practice and train and get accustomed to based on their own vehicle.
Well, that's right. My wife constantly complains about me pumping the accelerator because I use the weight of the vehicle, momentum, hills, and whatnot to slow me down versus using the brake a lot. And so I control it by, you know, controlling my pressure on the accelerator and instead of the brake. That's just an old habit of driving the truck. And it is. It allows you to maintain control of your vehicle and not lose traction from a skid or by applying too much pressure to the brake. And it's much better to leave that extra space and use your accelerator or downshift if you want to do that, than slamming on the brakes or coming into a curve too quickly and having to use those brakes and losing that traction.
Well, and the other aspect to it, too, that a lot of people don't realize is that sometimes when you do hit the brakes, you basically cause the tires to lose traction, hydroplane, if you will. And what does that do to your steering ability?
Well, you lose the ability to control the direction of the tire. Momentum takes over, and basically centrifugal force will throw you off the outside of the curve. You'll overcorrect, and if you do grab traction, poof, you're going to be on the inside of that curve and potentially into oncoming traffic. And it's serious business to maintain that traction with your steers constantly, 100% of the time, if at all possible. And that often has to do with speed, because even on snow, you are, in essence, hydroplaning as there's that fine film of moisture between you and the roadway. And it can be difficult, the faster you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think that people need to understand, too, and this is actually a new law that they passed in Lansing. I know you've probably have been updated on this and advised about it, but following plow trucks, can you share with the folks what you know about this new law and what it is, what will happen regarding following a plow truck too closely or even trying to pass one?
Yeah, I don't have all the details memorized, but it's just don't follow too closely. That is the main rule here. Don't follow any vehicle too closely, but particularly a plow truck. They can hit drifts and all of a sudden create instantaneous whiteout conditions. They stop, they back up, they have wing blades that come out that usually are marked very well, but they are so dangerous to be very close to. And when you're passing a plow, make sure you've got quadruple the distance that you would with a normal, you know, passenger vehicle, because slush can shoot out from that blade at any given instant. They're dropping sand, salt. There could be chunks of salt or stones in that sand that can chip windshields and cause a lot of problems. It's better to just back off, maybe take a different route, or let that plow get, you know, way ahead of you as you travel down the road.
Well, one of the things I think that people need to understand too, and this is very important, is regarding deductibilities, whether it's collision versus comp. Mm-hmm. And I want you to explain the difference to folks so they understand, like you mentioned, you know, the chip in the windshield. Mm-hmm. Vicki and I just experienced that on the Jeep. You know, these are major financial decisions that don't cost a whole lot of money, but you need to advise people about this. Explain the differences between the two, comprehensive and collision. Sure. and the deductibles themselves.
Yeah, so comprehensive is generally, you know, an act of God, which would be, you know, a chipped windshield. Something flew up and chipped that windshield or cracked your windshield, or say a deer collision. So think of that as your comprehensive. And collision would be collision with a fixed object, so you back into the guardrail or you back into the post in the parking lot, or a collision with another vehicle. Now, I generally recommend that people carry broadened collision, which means that if it is not your fault, somebody runs a stop sign and hits you, you are not going to pay that deductible. That deductible is taken care of with the policy. However, if you are the one that runs that stop sign and hits another vehicle, then you are going to be responsible for that deductible with the collision. With Farm Bureau Insurance in Michigan here, there is a deductible for windshields, and that is included with the comprehensive deductible. Now, generally, if it's a small chip and it's repairable, that is repaired at no cost, typically. If it's a windshield replacement, your comprehensive deductible will apply to that windshield replacement. And windshields can be very expensive with the technology embedded in that glass today with modern vehicles.
Got a text message from Steve up in the UP. He's in the Gatesville area. He says, I'm buying a new vehicle, but I'm thinking about putting it in storage for the winter. Is there a way that I can keep it insured while it's in storage, and how does that work?
Yeah, typically, so I've got a lot of vehicles. In fact, we've been doing changes. I'll be doing changes today and all of probably next week for people that are placing vehicles in what we refer to as storage coverage. And that is where you will not be driving it on a public roadway for a period of time and maybe putting it under a cover in a garage, a pole barn, or a storage facility. That vehicle in storage coverage will have comprehensive coverage on it. You're not driving, so you're not going to have a collision, and you don't have liability coverage because you're not driving on a public roadway where Michigan law requires that you carry liability coverage on that vehicle. Now, here's where it can get a little bit sticky is if you have a loan through the bank on that vehicle. Sometimes banks don't want just comprehensive on those vehicles. So you want to communicate with your lender to see if you can place that vehicle in storage coverage. And maybe that'll just be proving that you're not going to be driving that vehicle out on the roadway, as that would place you at risk for collision, which you wouldn't have coverage for, and also would not have liability coverage.
And the thing of it is, most of the time, like whether these new vehicles are leased or whether you're buying it with a loan, like you said, you actually have to check with your finance company or your bank, lender, credit union to determine whether or not they allow you to do that.
Yes. And, I've run into a couple where they just had to be clarified that, yes, the vehicle's covered if something happens when it's sitting in the garage or in the barn. But some lenders won't allow you to, you know, to remove that liability or that collision coverage, particularly the collision coverage, because they have a interest in that vehicle, and so they would want to make sure that it was, covered completely.
Well, for example, now if you're going to store it in a barn or a garage, as long as it's covered, they probably shouldn't have a problem with it, right?
That's between the purchaser and the lender. I wouldn't think that would be a problem. Typically, it's not. You just need to say, look, I'm not driving it. It is fully covered. If something happens to it in here, you know, burns up in a fire, if it's stolen, if, you know, something collapses on it, that that comprehensive coverage will take care of that. And I'm not going to be driving it, so I don't need the collision or the liability.
Right. Liability is the big one. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And collision, of course. Now, one thing that is kind of interesting, too, I got another text message somewhat similar, but says, does the car going into storage, does it still help me maintain my multi-car policy discount?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely does do that. And I highly recommend that people, even if it's an older vehicle, that you keep PLPD coverage on, you know, maybe during the summer months when you're driving it, that you don't remove it from your policy, but simply place it into storage. It's generally very inexpensive. And if something happens to that vehicle, it's covered while it's in storage. But I do have people that prefer that vehicles are taken completely off of their policy while they're in storage versus placing them in actual storage coverage.
Right, absolutely. Another text message along that line. I have a full car cover for my car. Mm-hmm. If I park this off next to my garage outside and I use the car cover, is that usually sufficient to also be able to put it in storage that way?
Yeah, it is. It is. A storage coverage simply means it does not have collision or liability coverage. You can leave it sit right in your driveway and do nothing to it. Let it be buried in snow. Or you know, we have plow trucks that people put in storage all summer long and they're just parked next to the garage. Storage coverage doesn't mean that it has to be put into a barn or a storage facility or covered. It just simply means that the collision factor and the liability is coverage is removed from the vehicle.
Got it. Well, the other aspect of this is important because a lot of people don't realize, and I do this on an annual basis with my vehicles, but the difference between summer tires and winter tires, mm-hmm. you know, explain your feelings about that.
Yeah, it's the rubber. So it is important if you're going to use your daily driver in the snow that you have a reasonably good set of either all seasons or snow tires that you're running. The rubber formulation is completely different. The traction is incredibly better with snow tires, and it can save your life and keep you on the road. Some people here in Northern Michigan, depending on the amount of mileage you put on your vehicle, may run snow tires year round. They do wear out faster than regular all seasons during the summertime due to that composition and the makeup of the rubber in the tires. However, you can still do that. You're just going to wear them out faster.
Right.
But I would recommend that people keep a set of snow tires mounted on, you know, maybe inexpensive steel rims that they swap out in the fall so they can run those snow tires during the winter months and keep themselves, others, and their families safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I think that people need to realize, too, if you do that, I have a set, you know, for both of my vehicles, the factory wheels that came with them, you know, with the nice summer tires on them. Mm-hmm. But then I have, like you say, the winter snow tires with, you know, alternative wheels on them. But Tristan, swapping them back and forth like that, I on one vehicle, I'm going into my eighth year of uh-huh. not having to buy new tires because I'm swapping between the two. And uh-huh. they're balanced and inflated properly. You know, make sure the balancing is checked before they put them back on. It's a way to make your tires even last longer.
That's correct. As long as they're stored correctly. Now, you want to make sure they're stored. Maybe put a cover over them inside so that the sun and weather doesn't weather check those tires while they're in storage, and the UV rays don't deteriorate the rubber while.